40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Civil rights groups want Congress to act to prevent police brutality after the death of Tyre Nichols. Memphis police released videos showing officers brutally beating Nichols during a traffic stop. His funeral is now set for Wednesday.
The failure of Congress to pass police reform legislation allowed for Tyre Nichols' death. That's according to Tennessee NAACP President Gloria Sweetlove. Now she's calling on Congress to take action.
The blood of Black America is on your hands. So stand up and do something. Stop letting it be partisan politics as usual and do something.
The civil rights group wants federal police reforms to include standardizing training requirements and putting an end to qualified immunity and no-knock warrants. Chris Fox for CBS News, Memphis.
2 weeks from now, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles will face off in Super Bowl 57. Chiefs beat the Bengals with a late-in-the-game field goal. The Eagles crushed the 49ers. Philadelphia quarterback Jalen Hurts.
Man, we put a lot of work in and had this opportunity, you know. Put a lot of work in and had this opportunity and to be here. And, you know, it's a moment that we want to enjoy as a team.
President Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy plan to sit down Wednesday to talk about the debt ceiling and how to keep the U.S. from defaulting.
At a midweek meeting coming up, the White House says President Biden will ask House Speaker Kevin McCarthy if he will meet what the White House calls his constitutional obligation to prevent a U.S. default by raising the nation's debt limit. McCarthy's plans for Wednesday?
We're not going to default, but let me be very honest with you right now. We have hundreds of billions of dollars. This won't come to fruition until sometime in June. So the responsible thing to do is sit down like two adults and start having that discussion.
Speaker McCarthy on Face the Nation. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
If you live in the upper part of the U.S., it's time to bundle up. Zach Taylor is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
We're looking at a pretty good surge of Arctic air that's going to spread across much of the northern U.S. over the next several days. And so with that, those cold temperatures and the winds, we could see some dangerously cold wind chills.
Well, it's not a snow day, but a teacher's strike that's keeping kids at home outside of Boston.
3-4, Mayor Galvin, shut the door. 5-6.
Teachers and the city of Woburn failed to reach a deal, and school is closed on Monday. The show Wednesday has been a huge success on Netflix. The actress who originated Wednesday Addams in the 1960s TV series The Addams Family has died. Lisa Loring died this weekend surrounded by her family, we're told. She was 64 years old. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Quilo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah, at aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now, it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online chat can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at...
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
To the extent that, you know, he moves forward with his so-called presidential campaign. It happens to be a very low-energy campaign, by the way. But in terms of the other issues, look, there are people in this town running for office, as I understand it, in different parts of the country, who apparently seem to believe that perhaps dividing America or leaning into extreme narratives that don't have anything to do with historical reality perhaps might advance, you know, their own personal aspirations. I don't know. I think you've got to talk to these individuals.
Hakeem. Love him. Okay. I know, everybody. I know we've had a long national nightmare. We are all very traumatized, long national nightmare is over. Oh, God. Lordy, good God, Frangela, where have you been? What has happened?
Oh, it's been a journey. We've been trying to get back to you. You know, this entire time, we're like, why y'all trying to keep us from Stephanie?
I know. We've been stomping for Mike the Pillow Guy to be head of the RNC.
I know. You've been campaigning.
We're very tired.
Listen, we have questions that only you can answer. I believe, in this case specifically, Francis, was Anthony, Anthony DeValder, George Santos, his name today? Was he in Hannah Montana? Because you were in Hannah Montana.
Everybody has written me and asked me, do I remember George Santos? And I'm going to tell you, now, see, and this is what's the problem. Now, in my mind, I'm like, was I on the scene with George Santos?
He's that good.
Was it Katara Ravache or George Santos?
Right.
No, we remember Ravache. We remembered that.
Yeah.
Right. We remember that,
I mean,
but not.
Of all his crimes and lies, I mean, fluffing your resume in that way in Hollywood, right?
I'm telling you.
Hotter part. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, at this point, with alternative facts and reality, you could seriously sit here and tell me, Francis, don't you remember that scene you were in with George Santos and Miley Cyrus? I'd be like, all right, 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 right.
You don't remember? Y'all don't remember that one a sexy liberal tour where George Santos played me?
Oh, that's right. That's right. You had a thing with a guy.
That was one tour. Yeah.
That's right. Also, that was my personal favorite, is he stole a plot line from Sex and the City, that he said someone stole his shoes on Fifth Avenue in broad daylight. That was, remember, someone held Carrie up and stole her Manolo Blahniks.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense to steal those.
Right? Yeah.
Well, also, what that says is he has taste in his television viewing and plot line stealing.
True. Oh, okay. Look at you, always looking for the sunny side.
Well, it's half full. I like
that.
It's
very sweet. Yeah. It's very nice. Okay, this one is, let's see, this is back to 2020. This is, yeah, George Santos. Okay.
I believe all
of
us.
Look, if Donald Trump is not able to maintain the seat, I have had a conversation personally with his team, including Eric and Donald Trump. And I said, I think the president should run again in 2024 to prove a point that Biden did not win this election and that he was more than capable of getting reelected, but there was other odd facts against him.
Mm. Do you feel like the way he said personally, have you ever known a compulsive liar? It's like they just like, it's like a shark needs to move to stay alive, or, you know, we need air to breathe. Like he has to, I personally talked to them. Do you really think he talked to them? No, he didn't. Everything he says is a lie. Have you watched the clip about how he, what was it yesterday? He invented carbon something.
Carbon capture.
No way. He said
something. No, he did not say that.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't say he created carbon capture. No, Travis.
Oh, boy. Anyway.
I'll go look for it.
I mean, when are we getting that reality show? I just want somebody to film George Santos all day and see that when these lies, like when they are birthed.
Right.
When they happen.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's only one part of the clown car. Where should we start today in the clown car? Chip Roy, who, by the way, once again, not a putt-putt in Amarillo. Who knew? He is a guy. He's a guy. Chip Roy. Here he is. This is 18. Here we go. Yeah.
We need to get to the bottom of what all these documents are, and I'm quite confident, knowing the man that Mike Pence is, that he'll be happy to cooperate and say, here's what these documents are and why I had them, and if it was a mistake or not. I think this goes to the heart of overclassification and how many documents are floating around this town. But here's the key part. Again, we need to know what's at the University of Delaware. We need to know what's in Hunter Biden's offices. We need to know what's in Hunter Biden's, all of his connections. We need to know, because President Biden is the president.
So, you enjoy them twisting themselves into a pretzel? How it was, no big deal when Trump did it, a huge, amazingly big deal when Biden did it, and then back to it's not a big deal when Pence did the classified. Yeah.
But also, how we jump to his son? Like, that's the jump where I go, okay, wait a minute. The real difference here is that person's not elected to anything. He shouldn't be getting any classified documents, and in fact, I'm confident he hasn't, because he's not in the government.
Right.
Documents, just like virus shedding, that concept, they also, documents, this document shedding. So what happens is, if you were anywhere near somebody who had a classified document, you could get some document shedding. So if he was like at Christmas, Hunter may have been near his daddy, and they're crazy.
Yeah.
They covered this in National Treasure 5, if you missed it.
Yes, they did.
Since you brought up vaccine shedding, we have to, first of all, can I have my apology music? I apologize yesterday. Somebody, a caller, said they have a hard time telling diamond and silk apart, and I said, well, not anymore, you don't. Which I was there
I thought
a
it was
lie?
Funny. I thought it was funny and accurate.
It's true.
Sir, is that a lie? I'm just saying.
No.
Not a lie. Lies told here.
Is there a hotter part of hell for lying at your sister's funeral about what killed her? That she said from being around vaccinated people, from vaccine shedding, even though she was hospitalized for COVID.
Sudden adult death syndrome. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. First of all, they were banned from Fox for vaccine disinformation. She's hospitalized for a month at Thanksgiving for COVID because she's an anti-vaxxer idiot. Pardon me. God knows how many other people they've killed with their misinformation. Then her sister uses her funeral to spread more dangerous misinformation that's going to kill people. I mean, okay.
That funeral was one of the worst. Like, Donald Trump getting up there and saying, I don't know Diamond, but I know Zill. Like, it just, the whole thing, but I absolutely, there's a special level of hell for that. That was your sister.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing. How about Trump going, I didn't know Silk at all. right after she just said that we were all so close and did stuff together. I don't know her at all, but she's fantastic.
There's
oh my God.
Picture after picture after picture after picture.
Right.
Yeah. And then whining about how long they said this was going to be at the funeral. This was going to be 15 minutes. It's like, oh my God.
He thought he was going to get a laugh on that. You realize. He thought everybody would be like, oh, you're right. This is a black funeral. Okay.
Yeah, that's also 3 days.
He paused for laughter. He literally
he did.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He really thought that was going to be a joke line.
Yeah.
And they were like, we haven't even gotten to the funeral part yet. We're just at the talkie talk part. Like, this is not.
Oh my God. In front of her friends and family. And also, I had to point out that he did do a promo for his appearance at the funeral. And I just, you know, I just want to make sure that Chris and Travis had one ready for my funeral. So I had them. You know.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Yeah. Starring Frangela, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks.
Oh, yeah, we'll charge more than a sexy liberal show for this funeral.
The guy that owns
MC
the show.
MC by Paula Poundstone.
Yeah.
No, she's already gone on record saying she
will
not
heckle
speak.
It.
She will heckle from the back. She's not going to speak at my funeral. Yes, Travis. Oh.
Oh, no, something to send to Chris.
Oh, pardon me. Okay. Anyway, dear God. Also, the bombshell of all bombshells, this New York Times story about Bill Barr. And this is on the same week we find out about McGonagall. Is that his name?
Professor McGonagall from Hogwarts.
Right.
Yes.
But investigating Trump for collusion with Russia, who was arrested for colluding with Russia. I mean, okay. Your thoughts.
Are you suggesting that criminals shouldn't investigate criminals?
That is what I was
suggesting.
Is that
what you're saying?
Right. Like Bill Barr and John Durham. How are they not also criminally liable
That's
for
right.
everything we just read about in the New York Times for covering up Trump's crimes, for obstructing justice? We're calling it scusi. The Italians saying, scusi. We have other crimes. So Trump was being investigated for financial crimes we didn't even know about.
But that's what happens. See, when you run a criminal enterprise, it's dangerous to go looking around.
Right.
Yeah, and what we didn't get, Hillary Clinton, nobody came out and said, we are investigating the president of the United States who's running for office right now for financial crimes in another country.
Right. Right. And you know that was covered up. We were talking about that AG from Mueller, she wrote, said, he's a taxpayer-funded, special counsels are taxpayer-funded. We deserve a declination memo. Then tell us what you investigated, why you declined to prosecute. Because clearly, it sounds like even they thought Barr and Durham, who existed to cover up Donald Trump's crimes at the time, even they thought this was serious enough, incredible enough, they had to investigate. And then clearly just made it go away, right?
Yeah. Because
absolutely.
When you're a white man and in power, your crimes melt in the rain like sugar.
I hate to say it, but that's what I Glenn Kirshner this morning was saying, I swear to God, who's America's early warning system?
Black ladies.
Is Fannie Willis the only, and Tish James, do they have to do everything?
Yes, like apparently so.
As per usual.
And talking about black women, let's talk about the black captain of police in Memphis.
Yes.
This is the first time we've seen the police be able
absolutely
to grab up fire. I've seen it in every killing. In every killing. Administrative leave.
Yeah.
That's right. And there's still some people on it.
And
who have yet to be dealt with properly.
She has done such an amazing job with such a horrible situation.
So multiple charges against five former police officers in the death of Tyree Nichols is what we're talking about, obviously, including for second degree murder. And the DA did issue a call for police reform. Here we go again. Pulled over for, I don't know, reckless driving, something, something,
She was on with She was on with Don Lemon of CNN this morning on live.
Yeah.
I believed every single word she said. She was forthcoming. She was truthful. She held people to account when they needed to be held to account. I love that woman, and she should run for president.
Huh. I'm telling you, black women.
Yes, black absolutely.
Ladies. Just saying.
And I know people have been some people don't know where to put it because the cops were black. And I think it's really important to understand when we talk about police brutality to everyone, mm-hmm. but particularly and of course disproportionately to people of color, that the color that those police officers were was blue.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
That Google right now, does the ethnicity of the police officer matter in police brutality? Like all sorts of studies will come up for you. All sorts of that shows that the culture of policing, not this bad apple garbage, but the culture of policing is such that is what you become.
And by the way, Angela, how many times must you say it? The saying, one bad apple is, it spoils the whole bunch. Why do they keep saying one bad apple like that's exculpatory, right?
Yeah, that's exactly the point we're making. Start over. We have to rehire. We need to start. We have a major systemic problem.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's an educational and behavioral problem.
Yeah. Yep, 20 minutes after the hour, off to a rousing Fridays with Frangela. This portion of the show brought to you by the perfect Cozy Earth pajamas, per Lily Tomlin.
Yes,
perfect.
Yes, indeed.
She called them these perfect pajamas.
You monkey.
I'm a big monkey that sent her perfect pajamas.
Yes.
Okay, keep it straight.
Okay.
Cozy Earth bedding, Cozy Earth pajamas, the new plush bath towels.
Uh-huh.
They are all perfect. Yep. Thank you. That's why they made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Cozy Earth bedding comes in 6 awesome new colors, super soft, lightweight, temperature regulating, luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, bath towels, everything made from sustainable viscose from bamboo.
Yes.
Fantastic. 5,000 five-star reviews. They are obviously just the rock stars of the, you know, cozy jammies and bedding world. It comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. Get cozy now, and you can save 35% on Cozy Earth if you go to CozyEarth.com and type in Stephanie. That promo code is Stephanie, 35% off at CozyEarth.com.
And we'll be right back.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Do you ever feel guilty about how much food waste you take out to the garbage? If the answer is yes, you may want to try Lomi. Lomi is an electronic composter that could make composting both easy and odor-free. Lomi is a countertop electric composter that turns scraps into dirt in under 4 hours with just the push of a button. There's no smell when it runs, and it's really quiet. The nutrient-rich dirt is functional in that it can be used for gardens or houseplants. This humanizes the product to a practical level. If you want to start making a positive environmental impact or just make cleanup after dinner that much easier, Lomi is perfect for you. Head to lomi.com/orbit and use the promo code orbit to get $50 off your Lomi. That's $50 off when you head to lomi.com/orbit and use promo code orbit at checkout. Food waste is gross. Let Lomi save you a cold trip out to the garbage can.
Weighing next to nothing, the undisputed champion of the world,
should be quite a monumental battle.
Yes, it should, bud. Oh, there's the bell.
Oh, Wildfire just charged out of that corner like a wildfire.
Yeah, but it can't seem to get anywhere near House.
That's because House is landscaped with water-retaining plants, which help keep Wildfire at a safe distance.
And, bud, check out how Wildfire's punches seem to roll off that treated shingle roof.
Holy smokes, Lou! Wildfire is wearing out like a cheap suit. Oh, Wildfire is down!
Down and out.
Can your house win a fight with wildfire? Visit firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. That's firewise.org, a public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Stephanie Miller.
Dance like Katara Ravache. Fridays with Frangela. Okay, you didn't believe it, but so Travis had to get it for you. This is Katara Ravache. George Santos talking about how he invented
carbon capture.
Mm-hmm. Bring back energy independence. Keystone XL pipeline. Yep. Stop creating limits for the permits already out there. Allow our men and women who are out there drilling responsibly with carbon capture technology that I've helped develop and fundraise for in my career. I've had a very extensive role in gas and oil in this country.
He's had an extensive role in gas, that's for sure.
You know what I love? He helped develop that. Does anybody watch Rick and Morty?
No.
I need to.
I know I need to.
Yes.
But, I don't know if y'all know.
Yeah, that's all right. But this is what I love is that he is whatever he needs, like a true improviser, he just pulls in from the universe.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. That is a yes and. Yeah.
It's big yes and.
And we're supposed to go, yes, and you also know baby Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, and you personally. Are full of. Right. Yes. Yes, I see. When you look at it, when you put it in a, you know, Second City Groundlings perspective, it all seems better. You're correct.
It's just one long sketch.
It's one long performance.
Okay, wait. Can I have 21? Because speaking of unintentional comedy, this guy, Troy Nels, this Republican.
Yeah.
Okay, so in late of all the Trump.
He really
new
said
Trump,
this.
Russia, you know, news this week. He said this about Ukraine.
Okay. If we really want to end this war, you want to end this war, Joe Biden, you need to call Donald Trump. Donald Trump will call Vladimir Putin and end this war. We must stop this war, and Donald Trump can do it. What? He never went into Ukraine under Donald Trump in his 4 years.
I predict that's a phone call that will not happen.
Well, Donald Trump will fix it when he's inaugurated as the 47th.
Oh, Jim God.
Okay.
That's insane.
I mean, you go ahead. I don't even know where to start.
You know what? Are we going to continually act like, Donald Trump didn't call the Ukrainian president to extort him? That not only would Donald Trump not stop this war, he would encourage it even more.
He didn't want to give the Ukraine weapons and other, you know, defense items that had been promised them. Didn't want to help them then.
Yeah.
Unless he got something out of it. Like, it's absolutely insane.
And he didn't go in while Trump was in office because Trump was just going to give it to him.
Yeah, he had to go in.
Yeah, exactly. 29 minutes after the hour, Fridays with Frangela. I know, right? They're back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Loved ones prepare to say goodbye to Tyree Nichols as protests continue over his death after a brutal beating by Memphis police officers.
On Wednesday, the funeral service for Tyree Nichols will be held after he was brutally beaten here in Memphis a little more than 3 weeks ago.
CBS's Skyler Henry. On CBS, Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes says facing the Eagles in the Super Bowl won't be easy.
Great quarterback, great entire team, man. It's going to be a great challenge for us, but I'm going to celebrate this one first. So I'm going to make sure I get back with my team. I don't think we have any cigars, but we'll be ready to go at the Super Bowl.
The Chiefs beat the Bengals 23-20, while the Eagles trounced the 49ers 31-7. The actress who originated the role of Wednesday Addams in The Addams Family has died at the age of 64.
Hello.
Well, hello. You must be one of the Addams children.
Lisa Loring was six when she starred in the ABC TV series starting in 1964. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You could nominate your D-bag of the year. Got a nominee for us?
There were so many of them, as we can tell. I had to go with the ranked choice system. Okay?
I like the way you think, Rick. Okay. What else you got?
Rojo.
listener poll. I think this nominee for D-bag of the year pretty much sums it up.
Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And also on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Of Vice President Mike Pence, he came forward and proactively reached out and is following the process. In the case of Joe Biden, he has had classified documents going back to his time in the Senate, where he started serving before I was born. So this is a long-standing national security threat, setting aside the very important fact that Hunter Biden also had access and used as his home address where those classified documents were improperly and illegally stored. This will be a part of the oversight agenda, and on the House Intelligence Committee, we absolutely want to make sure we have all of the facts.
Oh, of course you do. That is Elise Stefanik. Just so awful. All of them so awful.
She's in deep, deep doo-doo with George Santos because she's the one who pushed him through.
Oh, yeah. And pushed fundraisers.
Fundraised for him and all that. So the Republican Party isn't too happy with her right now. She should probably pipe down a little
bit. I guess we shouldn't be surprised they have no shame. Like, you know, this Donald Trump stealing, obstructing, lying about nuclear secrets for a year was no big deal. Suddenly, Joe Biden's, it's the biggest deal in the world. And then Pence, it's no big deal again. Right? Even though, frankly, Pence and Biden did the same thing. They didn't know they had them. They cooperated immediately. So it's, you know, apples and oranges. Right?
But please, Andrew. Absolutely. They're not even remotely the same thing. What I find astounding, we talked about it on the final word this week, is that the real problem here is, first of all, the classified document peoples have got to get their chain of custody together.
Yes.
That is what's
absolutely
clear.
Absolutely.
I have new rescue dogs, microchipping. How many times must I say it?
I said it on the podcast. Why isn't there a chip in the finger where you go up to the document? You just like on Star Trek, you bink, it says Francis Callier, 8:36 a.m. is reading this document. When I get done with it, I bink it again, 8:40, I'm done.
I'm not a technical, does it actually say bink?
Bink.
Okay, I was not aware.
That's a technical term, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
insider
that's okay.
Term. Yeah, industry.
That's okay. Deirdre.
I'm old in my other.
And let me tell you, I don't know how long people have seen, we know this lesson. Never put yourself out there on anything, right? Because Frances has this thing that I try to live by, which is she never complains about people being late because she knows one day she's going to be late, right?
Right.
So when this happened, what it said to me, first of all, there's no comparison. Trump asked for a lot of these documents, definitely took them home, refused to give them back. He didn't find them and notify anybody. They knew they didn't have them and kept asking for them. They had to literally get a warrant from a federal judge to get to this document. There's no comparison. But what the Biden-Pence shows you is that we had documents all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. Travis.
AG made a really good point on Mueller. She wrote this week. They were talking about these documents.
Mm-hmm.
And she pointed out the fact that the two, remember there was a couple of documents that were found at the storage facility in Palm Beach?
Yep.
She pointed out that the Justice Department said that those documents aren't anything that we're concerned with. And she said, because that also gives them cover to not go after Biden and Pence on those. Because they said, oh, the lawyers found them, they contacted us, they did what they were supposed to do with those documents. As opposed to the stuff at Mar-a-Lago, which was in his desk and filed with his personal things and all of that. So it shows that even Donald Trump's lawyers knew to do the right thing when they're supposed to, as opposed to what he did in the Mar-a-Lago documents case itself.
Deirdre in Maryland. Did I finally say
you
that
did.
Right? Hey, Deirdre. Hello. Hello.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I finally say it right. And
you stunned her into silence.
Kathy in Albuquerque, you're on with Frangela. Hi, Kath.
Hello. I just wanted to ask your opinion. I was wondering, do you think some of these businesses are caving in to the right wing because they're complaining that their voices aren't being heard, the conservative voices? And it seemed like DirecTV kind of...
Did they say that on any of the 11 billion conservative radio stations
exactly.
that they
are all over?
Or Fox News with millions of them?
Yeah.
Exactly. And I was just wondering if you think they're caving because they said they're going to have hearings now.
Yeah.
I kind of think that's what's happening.
That's what they're the whiny little bitch party. They are always the victim, right?
Well, my husband watches Newsmax a lot.
Oh, no.
Because he likes to see what the enemy is doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But they just got rid of it today on our carrier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, because of ratings. They put some other right-wing whack thing in there with Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly,
Oh, my God. Who needs Bill O'Reilly back? And who else is on there? Dana Loesch? Anyway.
Oh, God.
You don't actually need to have a subscription because if you put tinfoil on your head, you will pick it up.
Yes, you will.
You'll receive it. If you've had
the
vaccine.
I get it through my teeth.
That's right.
My teeth.
You get the vaccine plus tinfoil allows you to get HBO also.
Even free streamers like Pluto TV, they have five channels of conservative channels, but only one channel of progressive talk.
The soothing tones now of Dana Loesch and Bill O'Reilly will be coming through your television. Paul in Seattle, you're on with Frangela. Hello, Paul. Hello, Paul.
What'd you do?
Well, I didn't do anything. Why is it always
anything.
Me? I didn't do it. Bill in Florida, you're on with Frangela. Hi, Bill.
Good morning.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
I call John a lot just to say I won't cuss, so don't worry.
Okay,
thanks.
I have an observation to make. I'm looking, I'm a C-SPAN junkie, and I'm looking right now, and do you know that the C-SPAN cameras are still there from 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, when they, with this fiasco with Kevin McCarthy? The C-SPAN cameras are still on, because you can see them, they're focusing in. You thought they would have got rid of them. What do you think?
I don't know.
What did they decide, Travis, on the C-SPAN cameras?
Well, I mean, they're going to be able to do their regular C-SPAN duties in there, yeah. But it's not the...
The walk around, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't want them to see what a complete, you know, clown show, a complete right. show it is on a daily basis. Oh, like Representative Rapey McForehead, Matt Gaetz, here he is. Yeah.
This special select subcommittee of the Judiciary Committee on the Weaponization of the Government will have the same or more resources than the January 6th committee had. That was the specific commitment that we got from Speaker McCarthy during those days that you referenced. And so, you know, muscling up our investigative effort is certainly a part of it.
Franchella, do you feel like the people that tried to overthrow the government, now running the government, means that to some degree the coup was, what's the word I'm looking for, successful?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Yeah. You know, there is, I love to watch David Attenborough. Uh-huh. And there is a larva that goes inside like a bee or a honey, mm-hmm. and a bee or a hornet, and eats its brain. Uh-huh. But the thing is that it will still be walking around looking like a regular bug.
Yep.
They had that in The Wrath of Khan.
Okay.
They did. Earwig.
So these are zombie. Right. These are zombie.
It's the plot of The Last of Us.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's
well,
what I'm saying.
That's what's exactly happening inside of our government.
Except those creatures were more attractive than your current GOP.
Yes,
true.
Infinitely more so, damnable.
Okay, so they're zombie. It's zombie GOP. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're eating the infrastructure uh-huh. of our government alive, mm-hmm. and it looks like it's functioning from, it should be functioning regularly from the outside, but it isn't.
Yes. Yeah.
Those creatures are more colorful than Jim Jordan.
That's true. Who is gray? And is what does Bob Seska call? He has a necrotic head.
Yes. He looks like E.T. dying in the creek.
Yeah. That he is E.T. dying in the creek gray. If you want to know which Crayola it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely a fungus that's growing inside him and is taking over completely.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been watching a lot of Grey's Anatomy. He's got something's going on. You know what I mean? That's like the color that when they come in, they're like, oh, something.
He's coding.
Right. Okay. For instance, Exhibit 11T Billion.
Uh-huh.
A man from?
Florida.
Yes. Representative Corey Mills. Don't know who that guy is, starting his first term in Congress.
All right.
Are they all just freaks and weirdos?
Yes.
Like, I don't. Okay. He said, I am honored to be a part of the Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committee. In that spirit, it's my pleasure to give you a 40-millimeter grenade made for an MK-19 grenade launcher.
What?
He gave everyone in Congress a grenade.
Even Democrats?
I don't know.
I think it was just the committee.
Oh.
Let us come together and get to the work on behalf of our constituents. So he gave everyone a
grenade.
Right.
They were inert.
Yeah. Well, much like most Republicans.
What do you put in your gift bags?
Grenades.
What are you trying to say? I mean...
Face moisturizer.
Is it?
That's what you normally put in a gift bag.
I thought that was a...
Genucel.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about vestibules there for a second.
I don't.
That's a whole different... But I guarantee you, some of those grenades are going to end up in vestibules. I can guarantee that.
Yeah. Yep. I saw the shape of them.
Tracy in Mesa, Arizona. You're on with Frangela. Hello, Trace. Tracy. Oh, God. See, it's not me. It's working. I don't... Okay. Ted Cruz, do we not hope that Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell sue him to the ends of never? They cannot keep repeating this stuff, these lies about Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff was very active in getting Twitter, getting big tech to suppress what he saw as politically problematic stories. He claimed many of the people talking about, for example, the Devin Nunes memo were Russian disinformation. That was a lie. Twitter told him that's a lie. He didn't care. Twitter. And so I think it was the right step to remove Adam Schiff and then Swalwell. You know, today's Democrat Party for some time has been in bed with communist China. But Swalwell took that to a whole different level. He was literally in bed with Fang Fang, jeopardizing America's national security.
Okay. I hope Eric Swalwell sues the living out of that guy.
Yes.
I mean, seriously, the FBI three times has said he, you know, was cooperated the minute he was alerted. And there is no evidence he slept with her. It's like, what? Yeah, go ahead.
Ted Cruz, like, this is, seriously, Texas, seriously, Seriously, I know you got your attitude and Lone Star, things have been in Texas, but seriously, it's just embarrassing.
Yeah.
You've got to vote for somebody else. I mean, for real.
Well, yeah. And they keep on putting, and they put Abbott back. I mean, it's just, you know, let me tell you something. You may know how to barbecue down in Texas, but you ain't got no taste.
No taste.
We mentioned this earlier, but Republicans in the House say they are going to go after what they call wokeness in the federal government in terms of funding. I'm not really sure how this works. Ralph Norman, Republican of South Carolina, mm-hmm. said we need to cut wokeness out. Our office is going to be looking at the dollars that go into wokeness, whether it's in the military or it's discretionary money. For instance,
you get your woke check?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we're fighting white supremacists in our armed forces.
Yep.
When we're talking about, like, to me, if you want to go inside of a system and pull something bad out, why don't we pull out the white terrorists that you're showing how to use a gun?
Yeah. Yeah.
They better not stop our woke checks. I count on my woke check.
From George Soros.
He signs the back of them for you so you can cash them.
Republicans are claiming a full 50% of the budget for the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease is dedicated to such initiatives. So
what?
Wokeness, in other words, you know, the people trying to keep you alive from, you know, COVID and other highly infectious. What?
Awake as opposed to dead.
This is hard. So you can't use us coming and going. You know what I mean? You can't call us the problem and defund us. You can't act like we get programs that we don't have and take away money from programs that don't apply to anything. It's just too. Come on now.
Come on now.
In
the words of the immortal John Lewis. Don't we have that
somewhere?
We did.
Okay. I just. He said it first.
Maybe that
best.
Got sacrificed in the wokeness brigade.
Yeah.
That was in our budget cuts.
It was in the budget cuts for wokeness. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of Fridays with Frangela brought to you by American Cruise Lines. Looking for a quiet, relaxing summer and maybe a quaint seaside village.
Yeah.
Right? Historic harbors in New England.
Give
How about
me some
that
lobster.
Can't get that
cutting,
from here.
You're cutting ahead to the authentic lobster bake. At the shores of Maine. Before that, you can see the granite mountains of Acadia National Park and the classic schooners in Camden Harbor.
Uh-huh.
Then you have an appetite. Then you get to the authentic lobster bake.
So you can get that.
Waiting
yeah.
the whole yes. trip for the lobster.
Right, but you got to. Okay. Okay, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, Newport. This remarkable cruise explores all of the scenic rivers and intimate ports among Maine's protected coastline. They have almost 11 billion tours, is what I'm going to say.
Is there more than one lobster stop?
One would hope so.
I hope so.
You can relax on your private balcony. Their crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today. See where you're going. AmericanCruiseLines.com.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and 3 children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is it all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Frangela's back. I know, right? It's been awful. But yeah. There's a new final words, Idiot of the Week. Mm-hmm. You could just shoot them straight into your veins. We were talking off air about them releasing the Pelosi tape today. A California judge ruled against prosecutors by determining footage of the attack on former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband will soon be made public. But, Francis, you're making a good point. I mean, I don't know whether they think, oh, it'll dispel all these stupid conspiracy theories. But, you know, it doesn't seem like anything dispels stupid conspiracy theories in this country anymore.
Angela just made the point, too. Newtown, if people can convince you that 26 children, you know, the 26 people didn't die, I don't know what this video will do for the other side, you know, but, you know, thank you for showing it, because we need to have, people were laughing at this man. They were laughing at this attack. Yeah. I find that despicable.
Yeah.
Well, understand, remember that, not Matt Gaetz, what's his name, who walked by the insurrection and put his fist
Josh
up.
Hawley. Josh Hawley.
Yeah,
Josh Hawley. He was live there at the incident.
Yeah,
and did that. So these people, I think we have to stop thinking that we're going to turn these. That there's some piece of information or evidence that's going to break through.
Yeah,
this willful ignorance.
Yeah, maybe watching an 80-something-year-old man nearly get bludgeoned to death won't be as funny as they hoped.
I think that if they can call, they've turned everybody into a crisis actor. They've said that nobody died of COVID. So these people, I don't think that any of these videos are going to appeal to, are going to do anything for that group of people.
Yeah. Here's something fun before we go. Mitch McConnell throwing Kevin McCarthy under the bus.
Uh-huh.
Does anyone like Kevin McCarthy? Here he is. Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, yesterday.
As some of you recall, I've been through a few of these debt ceiling
situations. The one that seems to stand out the most was in 2011 when I negotiated with then Vice President Joe Biden the Budget Control Act in conjunction with raising the debt ceiling. It actually worked. It reduced government spending for 2 years in a row for the first time since right after the Korean War.
Okay, went on to say.
So here's where I think we are. I can't imagine any kind of debt ceiling measure that could pass the Senate would also pass the House. So even though the debt ceiling could originate in either the House or the Senate, in this current situation, the debt ceiling fix, if there is one, or how it's to be dealt with, will have to come out of the House.
So he's basically saying they're a crazy bunch of mother.
It's not me, it's you.
Okay, got it. One last one.
Well, I think it's entirely reasonable for the new speaker and his team to put spending reduction on the table. I wish him well in talking to the president. That's where a solution lies. Again, at the risk of repeating myself, I can't imagine any debt ceiling provision passed out of the Senate with 60 votes could actually pass this particular House. So I think the final solution to this particular episode lies between Speaker McCarthy and the president.
Yes, he wished him well with that phone call to the president.
It's all on you.
Because what he's going to do is lose his job.
Yeah.
He tries to do anything for the American people. Either going to satisfy that caucus or not.
Yeah. So little time, so many great documentaries coming out. The Brett Kavanaugh one, right? The one on
Jim Jordan,
sexual abuse at Ohio State. Colin Kaepernick is producing a new documentary that focuses on how crime-ridden Kevin McCarthy's district is.
Where my mom lives.
Killing County is what it's called. It's up near, Bakersfield. Mm-hmm. Right, plagued by gun violence, officer-related homicides, other crimes, et cetera. Kevin McCarthy's constituents have been...
His
talking
district
about this
is a mess.
Whenever he has a 17% approval rating. That is, you got to give it up. That is hard to do. And what has he been in charge 2 weeks?
And whenever you see him doing one of these little hits on Fox News where he has those beautiful tall skyscrapers behind him with those palm trees, that ain't Bakersfield.
No, it's not.
Right.
That is not anywhere
the tallest building
near
in Bakersfield is like 12 stories.
Yeah.
There are no skyscrapers in Bakersfield.
These are like beautiful, like, glass and steel buildings.
Oh. Also, people back in his district believe he is ignoring their needs because he's too caught up in his rise to power. People back home feel their pleas for help with water problems, a big deal up there, in their largely rural district are falling on deaf ears as they're having to appeal to some lawmakers in neighboring districts for help. Because Kevin McCarthy, they're just not here to govern. What does Malcolm Nance call them? Just, monkeys with machine guns. That's what this next 2 years is going to be.
With shooting things.
Yeah.
But you know what? You keep voting for him. You keep voting him in. So I don't have any empathy for that. Yeah. You have the power as the voter to stop this.
Right.
It By sounds the way, like they could run a dog next to Kevin McCarthy and the dog should win. So I don't understand.
By the way, you gave a shout out to Malcolm Nance for making war understandable for the rest of us. He said war uses lots of shooty things. Yeah. And you have to resupply the shooty things.
You need more shooty things.
Yeah. See? Oh, we're out of time, but you're not out of time to get final word and idiot of the week. MSWmedia.com, sexyliberal.com. Frangela's back. Thank you, baby, teenage, and adult Jesus. We love you, Frangela.
We love you.
Love you.
See you Monday.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw six war canoes.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the civic media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.